The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, sitting here every Saturday and Sunday afternoon here on AM 690 The Answer. And thanks to Salem Media and Alia, our engineer. Every day now, every weekend at least, we're here to bring you really great information. We always talk about the senior population in our kupuna, and you know what we're finding is that, you know, I was talking to a guy just this morning delivering the magazine. The new Generations magazine is out now, with featuring the Stephen Carroll IE family from City Mill, 120 years in existence. And I was talking to, I delivered probably a couple thousand magazine boxes myself. And so I was talking to the senior. He goes, "Oh, you can't park there." I was delivering to Catholic Charities. And he goes, "You can't park there. Park on the side over here." I said, "Okay." Look at him. He's like, "Ah, I say mid-60s. You know, I'm 69. "Oh, so are you a kupuna?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm a kupuna." "Well, think about this. You look at your parents." I said, I told the guy, seriously, I said, "Think of your parents when they were 69. And you were saying, do they look old to you?" He goes, "Yeah, they look old to me." "Well, you're that old person now." But he goes, "I don't feel old. I don't look old. I look in the mirror. I don't see an old guy." Same thing myself. So when we use the word kupuna, is people think, "Oh, people are old." Well, 59, you know, 69 is not old, but it's really about as we age, what are we doing? And so a lot of people know that my day job is the reverse mortgage. And I'm with Retirement Funding Solutions, and we just got bought out by Mutual of Omaha last year. And I've known this guy for a couple, 3 years, at least more than that, actually. I don't know if you remember, I used to go to your guy's store. You worked at a store for a little while, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so we have Garrett Wheeler here from Mutual of Omaha Financial Advisors. You got insurance and
Mutual of Omaha Advisors. We kind of rebranded ourselves a little while back. Mutual of Omaha is well known as an insurance company. Today, we serve clients much more comprehensively, everything from insurance to financial planning, long-term care, and things like that.
Well, for a lot of people, Garrett, what we try to do, when people tune in, they want to know who you are, what do you do, where you're from. So, I always tell people, let you describe your own bio. You're from Maui.
Yeah, born and raised. I've been away from actually right in Kahului. I went to Lihikai School, for those who know Kahului real well. Lihikai School. So I'm born and raised. My family's been there 100+ years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're Maui people, and I've been away for so long, but I still consider it home.
Oh, I would too. I was just here yesterday, actually.
Is that right?
I had to go visit a client in Wailea, and thanks to Ted and Loretta. And you know, when I got off the plane, I mean, I yesterday was unbelievably beautiful. I mean, yeah. I was talking to our former editor and our chief writer for the magazine, Catherine Smith, who lives in Kapalua.
Oh, yeah.
I was driving to Wailea. I got to give her a call. I said, "What's going on? How are you doing?" I said, "Man, I'm in Maui." Like, you know, something about Maui, just driving there. The air just smells different.
It's the magic isle, right? I'm biased, but my mom's family's been there 100+ years. And like I say, I still consider it home, although me and my wife live right on Ala Moana Boulevard, you know.
Hey, you're a St. Louis boy, too.
Yes, I'm a proud Crusader. You know, I'm a proud Crusader. People always come up to me and say, "Hey, you know this guy or that guy?" I went to St. Louis for 2 years after transferring from Maui. So I don't know a lot of guys, but I played baseball there. So people know me because I'm an anomaly, I guess, from Maui, you know.
So first question, what year you grad?
1983. So 83. I'm getting to be a kupuna, but gosh, I don't consider myself. Yeah, well, we all are aging, right? So what you do is so very important.
Yeah. Well, I just was really looking at the news yesterday about Jordan Yamamoto.
Oh, yes. Wow.
He got called up. And they had him interviewed on Major League Baseball Network.
You got to love St. Louis, guys. Look at him and Mariota. Same kind of humility. You know, when I see that on a national level, I just am so proud.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing like with guys like Cal Lee. I tell him, hey, Cal, you know, you, Coach Cal, you always make me proud to be a Crusader. And he said, you know, Garrett, you're the first guy to tell me that. And do you believe that? I'm like, no way, Cal. A lot of guys have told you that.
Yeah. But your family's actually well known for people that have been in business. I'm 59. I remember seeing a store at Ward Center?
Ward Center.
And it all an old name.
Yes.
Successories.
Successories of Hawaii at Ward Center next to Borders, who's no longer there.
Right.
It all started with my mom. You know, she does, she's an educator who does a lot of training and development programs with companies. And we always wanted to reinforce what she talks about. And that's where Successories came in. And people have such positive feelings about it, you know, till this day.
Yeah, well, Successories was probably one of the first stores in Hawaii that really talked about being proactive in business, being efficient. They sold, you had all kind of notebooks and date books and things like
all
that.
All kinds of stuff.
Business
positive
stuff, yeah.
Like my mom, Dr. Linda Wheeler, always said, you know, I challenge customers to find anything negative in there. Everything's positive, you know. Life is not always all positive, but we have the choice, right? And I think people gravitated to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I remember I probably still have one or two of the big signs pictures with positive affirmation.
Attitude is everything, right, and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yes, there's so many, many good ones, and it's hard. It depends on the day how it impacts you, you know?
Well, you have great upbringing. Your mom has been so successful in the family business Successories. I'm sure a lot of people my age probably remember that. That's when people started really taking business to, I wouldn't say another level, but really getting serious about keeping your appointments on time, and you had it on a date book, and you had all different kind of date books, and you had positive gadgets and things over there in the store, which I was having. But so how has that transpired? You went to college, UCLA. How's it transpired into your business?
Well, you know, this business I'm in is a challenge. It's not an easy business. People know that. So it starts with a positive mental attitude. If you don't believe you can do it, it's going to be a challenge, right? So for me in life, it's transferred a lot, everything from my personal life. And I tell people the best way for me to tell you what I do is to share a life-changing accident that I got into about 10, 15 years ago, 2005, actually. Rollover accident, broke my neck, stuck in a wheelchair, not sure if I'd ever walk again. And talk about trying to be positive. It's not always easy to be positive when you're in that situation, right?
Yeah, I give you a lot of credit. And so now you're the district sales manager for Mutual of Omaha.
Yes, and the way I look at it, as the district sales manager, I manage a team of insurance-based financial advisors. That's what I do.
And you say insurance-based.
Yes, you notice I mentioned that because we're an insurance company, but we do a whole lot more.
Yeah, well, that's what people know you from. And you know, everywhere I go, I mean, I mentioned Mutual of Omaha Bank and Mutual of Insurance. And on the mainland, they have Mutual of Omaha mortgage companies.
Yes.
But what's the first thing? Okay, guys, listen, if you think about it, you just mentioned the word Mutual of Omaha. If you're probably, over 45 years old?
I would say 50, that's a good 50? Estimate, 40, 45. They remember the Wild Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Growing up on Maui, you grew up here in Honolulu, right?
I moved away when I was young and I came back.
Okay. You know, I hear it all the time. It's nostalgic for people, right?
Yeah.
The Wild Kingdom, right after Disney, huh?
Right. And then, so if you're listening, and hopefully you're with some friends, if not by yourself, this is a great trivia question, huh? Who was the name of the host of the Wild Kingdom?
Fantastic question.
Yeah.
Fantastic question.
So you tell them.
I tell them. Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins,
right?
When they go, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. And, you know, in my mind, I was talking to Mike Buck this morning. In my mind, the guy was always like 7 years old, white hair, white mustache. You know, I don't ever think of the age. And that show, how long was that show around?
Gosh, I can't tell you exactly how long, but boy, was it popular. Their jingle still stays in my mind.
Yeah,
it's still, you know, I'm not a singer, and luckily I have a day job, but you remember Mutual of Omaha's people, you can count on when the going's tough.
Wow.
Right, right?
That's pretty good, man. You got to to be a manager, you have to be able to sing that song.
You know, that's a requirement. That's a requirement. But we work at it, right?
No, but that was such an iconic, you know, show. And I wish they could bring it back. I mean, he was the first, what do you call those guys? Who's the guys that died? The animal guy.
Yes, out of Australia, right?
Australia, the guy.
Yes.
He got stabbed by a stingray.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of different talking about. Guys. That, the crocodile hunter. I mean, Marlon Perkins was the main guy. He was the guy that started all that trend.
Hey, today we have 1,000 channels on cable, right? So everything from National Geographic to everybody else, right?
But who started it?
Hey, Mutual of Omaha and the Wild Kingdom. Yeah.
So how big is your company here, your branch here, and what are you folks doing?
Here in Hawaii, you know, we have a long-standing history. You know, I look back at the agents way back in the 60s and 70s, and they were successful way back then. Today, we have about 25 agents in the office, and we're fortunate. We have a great leader. Bob Yee is our general manager there, and he's fantastic. So I'm blessed to have him as the leader there.
Yeah. And so, you know, I always talk about aging because that's what I do.
Yep.
But, I mean, your agents must have to, you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of them are older today. A lot of the financial advisors, insurance agents, nurses, and attorneys are all older.
Absolutely.
That's something we have to start thinking about.
We all are getting older every day, right? You know, and the way I look at it, my practice, I do two things. I'm a financial advisor, but I also am the district sales manager. So, you know, for me, my home office just sent this poster with this quote by Nick Murray, and industry people know who Nick Murray is. And I think it sums up what we do real well. He said, you know, we insure against what can go wrong to acquire the luxury of investing for what can go right. That's our motto, essentially, right? So we got to protect first. But hey, everybody wants to invest and accumulate wealth for the future. Everyone does.
Yeah. And so important. And you guys, they were named the best financial services company for the last 4 years.
Yes.
I went to your office in the Pan Am building. If it's still called a Pan Am building?
It sure is. It still says Pan Am on the very top.
Okay. Yeah. People that know the Pan Am building, they don't know where exactly, but I've seen it right at the corner of Kaheka and Kapilani.
Yeah, the kids still say, what is Pan Am? What's Pan Am, right? Just like, oh, man, I'm getting older.
But tell us about that award you guys won.
Well, it's a Honolulu Award, and for the past 4 years, we've been recognized as the best financial services company here in Honolulu. So I'm proud of it. You know, Mutual of Omaha on a national scale, I was blown away. We're a Fortune 500 company that's been around 110 years. So it's been around, you know, and doing well.
Yeah. So, you know, for a lot of what you do, how long have you been in financial
services? You know, I started in 2001. I started in 2001, so I've been at it almost 20 years, not quite.
Yeah. I know I first saw you when you came to one of my reverse mortgage workshops.
Yeah, I reached out to you. I said, hey, this is the expert. Today, I'm so proud that you're part of Mutual Family. You know, I'm so glad.
How ironic, yeah?
Yes, it's life is interesting, isn't it?
It is. Interesting, right? I remember the store, and then I met you, and, you know, and you know what? After you left, because I've trained a lot of financial advisors. I've trained a lot of insurance agents. I do work monthly things for the Bar Association now.
Yeah.
And when you walked out, I said, man, anybody that can be proactive and reach out to me and want to learn, I give you a lot of credit because there's a lot of people that say they want to learn, they don't reach out.
Yeah,
but you're one of the few people.
Thank you. No, but hey, you're the expert in the area, so I want to learn from the best, you know.
Well, now with our partnership with Mutual of Omaha and your financial advisors, now we can actually talk to each other now.
Hey, I've already asked you, can you come talk to my advisors, you know? So I'm hitting you up on that one.
Yeah, so what do the Mutual of Omaha advisors do? I mean, but you said they're insurance based, but do they do more than that?
By all means, you know, ultimately, we help individuals, island families, you know, and small businesses here in Hawaii. You know, the big thing, this is a small place, right? So we never overpromise, you know, this thing they call the coconut wireless, right?
Oh, yeah.
So for me, that's very important, you know. But ultimately, we help our clients understand the financial risks that they face. They got to take action to help themselves protect for the future from these risks. And ultimately, we want them to achieve their financial goals, right? But everyone's situation is different.
That's the thing people want to realize, you know. So I did this because of that, or that happened to that. Yeah, it can happen to you, but, you know, there's so many different things, you know, that can happen. And I always tell people when we speak around town, we don't live perfect lives.
Absolutely. You know, life is not a straight linear line, right?
Unfortunately, I've had three close friends that have had passed away, and they're all under 70.
Oh, my gosh.
And two of the three were pretty healthy, I thought. But skinny doesn't mean you're healthy.
By all means, isn't that interesting, right?
Just, and I didn't know this person had some health issues. And it just popped up. And so I think I'm a big believer in insurance. That's one of the first things I did when I had my son, besides the college fund. But they got to realize that, you know, you got to protect your assets and your loved ones.
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, while all of my clients have unique goals and concerns, there's some common trends that apply to most, you know. And what I've learned is that they all have one thing in common, Percy. One thing. That commonality is that they're all so very busy, like you, right? Running a business, a family, busy with your career. So how can you expect to find time to do any type of adequate planning, right? Yep. And that's where we come in, I tell people. That's where we come in. Because you're doing what you do real well. We'd like to do what we do well.
Yeah. And it's really important. I always, you know, tell people you need to have a financial advisor. And it's interesting. Amazingly, a lot of people don't have a
financial advisor. They think it's stock picking, right?
Exactly right.
They think it's stock picking or it's a do-it-yourself project.
Yeah, and you can't do it yourself. I have a financial advisor, and I have an insurance agent. I have somebody I worry about when I call for my car. I have a good friend of mine.
Absolutely. Hey, have you renovated your place anytime recently?
Yeah, last 2.5 years.
And for me, I tried to do a few things on my own. Then I bring in the professionals. Oh, my gosh, what a difference they make when they lay a tile compared to what I can do or do this, even painting. I don't even paint anymore, right, because they do it so much better than I can.
Well, I had a house in Mililani in the 90s, and I would trim the hedge.
Yes.
And about 10 minutes into it, I was trimming the hedge with the hedge trimmer, and all of a sudden going, click. I go, what happened? I cut the cord.
Oh, no. That's dangerous.
I go run down the city mill, buy a new extension cord. Yeah, click. I don't know how I did. I don't even know how I cut it. And I cut it the second time. After two times, okay, I'm done. I had to hire a yard man.
Hey.
And that's what people, and I use those scenarios as basic as it sounds. Financial planning is not easy.
No.
Plus, they don't, what I tell people, especially with our aging in place workshop, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, put it that way. A lot of moving parts. And like I said, everyone's situation is unique and different, and we treat it that way. I think I'll take a page from my GM, Bob Yee's playbook. You know, he has a wonderful way, I think, of analyzing where people are today, how to get them to where they want to be in the future, and understand what are their goals and aspirations. He calls it simply PNDCs, and that stands for problems, needs, desires, and concerns. That's it. We keep it simple, but you know what? We got to have a conversation with people.
Yeah, people don't realize that they need to plan ahead. And I, you know, when we speak around town, they go, "Oh, what's your long-term care plan?" They go, "Well, I hope my kids take care of me." And one of my favorite things to say back is, "Hope's not a plan."
Oh my gosh, here in Hawaii, family is so very tight, you know. But at the same time, you know, let them be the quarterback, not the person actually doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's a lot of heavy lifting.
My goodness.
And I know you guys are really high tech. What are some of the planning tools that you folks use? I know you guys use Money Guide Pro. Is that the main one you guys use?
You know, we have this tool called Navigator. Mm. And Navigator is one of the tools that we use. And it's essentially a fact-finding tool, right? You know, asking questions, but it's a system. It's a process.
Is it an app or something?
It's actually a hard copy that we actually turn into a report through software.
Oh.
So we start by simply old-fashioned analog talking and writing down. And then we plug it into a computer. It provides us a report. And we sit down with the client and go through that report. And it includes a lot of stuff. Some people have short reports. Others have 50-plus page reports. So it depends on the person.
You know? So what do? You sit down with your client and kind of spend a few hour or so kind of asking questions?
Yes. What's important, you know, the introductory meeting is always complimentary. I tell clients, hey, let's just see if we can be of help. You know, I'm not sure how we can help, but let's talk about it. And then we walk them through it, and there's 9 planning areas. Everything from
9
planning areas. Everything from life insurance to disability and critical illness to long-term care to investments to estate planning, wills and trusts. So it all depends on the client. And I don't enter into any meeting saying, hey, let me tell you what's important to you. I always want them to tell me what's important to them.
Well, like a doctor, you can't fix something you don't know about.
Absolutely. So that's a great analogy.
You've got to ask a lot of questions. And it's really important that people, if you're listening, if you don't have a financial advisor, what you need to do is really start thinking about the plan, the future. Especially if couples, I tell people the conversation is different with couples versus individual male or female. Because for couples, when one passed away, what's the remaining spouse going to get? What's the remaining spouse asset going to have? Is she going to be an agent in place? I say she because most times they're not. It's going to be the female, wife or mom. True. And it's really important, you guys out there, when you're planning. You know, I've had many conversations whether I'm at my softball game or golf or at a dinner we're going to be going tonight. The conversation eventually should come down to what's the plan, you know,
absolutely.
And it's so important, you know. But do you guys work with all kind of ages? I mean, or most
by all means, 40, by all
40
means,
over 50. You know, see young people in there.
Of course, I always tell people the sooner you start, the better. But 18 and 21 year olds rarely walk into our office. It's people 40 plus. And lately, it's been people 60 plus for me.
Really?
Yes. You know, I find that interesting because by then, they truly realize, hey, this is critically important that I start planning. And they're starting,
late, but
yes, oftentimes at 60. And these are high-level people, business owners. I have a client, Harvard-trained attorney.
Wow.
And yes, so even though you're highly educated, doesn't mean you should do it yourself. You know, and smart people look for help, just like I looked for you.
Well, yeah, like financial advising, whether it's investing or insurance and the complexities of, you know, I don't think you want to go into that with insurance products, but there are so many different
things.
Oh,
my gosh.
There's annuities, there's so many different things. But, you know, that's why we, you know, when we do the magazine, whenever we do workshop, we always try to tell people start earlier.
Yeah, people, you know, the question they say, so Garrett, so where do we start, you know? And I tell people, you know, in order to make decisions about their stuff, right, they need to get a complete inventory of it first, right? To help you get started, I tell people, before we can do a full financial review, we will need to get a complete snapshot like any other, like a doctor would, right? You know, same thing. We need a complete picture to see what kind of gaps that there may be that we can address. And just like when you go to a doctor, you know, they take a full family history before diagnosing, right? And as a financial professional, I think this is critically necessary information.
Yeah, it's something that I think people need to start ASAP. If not, if you're listening to the show this weekend, next week, just call up Garrett's office, say, hey, you know what, I heard you on the radio. Let's just take the first step. There's no charge. You'll validate parking in the
building. By all means, by all means.
And really just kind of start the wheels turning because even though, you know, you can actually double up when you're 50, right, on your IRA or no, on your 401k? What's the
IRA as well. Yeah. And 2019, it went up. So I can go into all those detailed. There's so many details. People who have 401ks, they don't realize that the number – what they can put in is different than an IRA. There's so many moving parts, like I said, and the best way is instead of talking in general terms, we meet with people and talk specifically about what unique.
Yeah, that's so important. But yeah, you know, especially if you have kids, like I have my kid at 44. I had started planning before that.
Yep.
But when I have my kids, like, okay, now it starts. And now it really starts. And it's amazing. I'm fortunate that we have our son, my wife and I, but and we started at a later age, but it's really important. I just can't imagine people in their 20s having children and trying to save money and try to plan for
the
future.
It's a challenge.
And still have a kid, but they really have to do long-term planning.
Yeah, by all means. You know, I think if you ask people, if I had 100 people in this room and I asked them, so what is financial planning? You know, everyone has a different answer, you know, but ultimately our goal at Mutual of Omaha Advisors as it relates to financial planning for our clients is to develop solutions that address their concerns and goals. That's what it is.
Things are going to happen. Yeah.
Life happens, doesn't it? That's the truth.
And it's something I think you got to start ASAP. If not, put on your calendar, a to-do list. And if you have, like I said, same thing, if you haven't seen a doctor, if you're 50, you don't go do an annual physical, you need to do it once you reach 50 at least. But in terms of financial planning, yeah, you start anytime, but the earlier the better, because for investments, everything that grows, whether it's insurance, and especially insurance, you got to buy it earlier. But it's something that we got to be proactive. So real quick, before we take our short break, what's the best way to reach you, Garrett?
They can reach us at 942-8133. And come visit us at the Pan Am building on the 12th floor. Again, 942-8133.
Yeah. We'll give more information a little bit later on. We're going to take a short break, and we'll cover more about the Mutual of Omaha and the Wild Kingdom, guys.
Thank you.
Talk about more of the planning side of it. So stay tuned. We're here with Garrett Wheeler from Mutual of Omaha.
Terrific.
We're take a short break.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And don't forget, I always mention this, check us out on our website, generations808.com. And you can find all our archive radio shows, including our TV shows on Oceanic Cable 16. Our current issue is out right now. It's getting around town. It's the June-July issue of Generations Magazine with City Mill, Stephen and Carol I.E. from the City Mill family. 120 years they've been around, and they hire a lot of seniors. I love going there because they're very, very helpful.
Great
Definitely
family.
A lot more knowledgeable than me on yes. stuff. I for some reason, you know, you have your water hose. After a while, they just eventually leak out of that out of the nozzle or out of the yes. part where the hose connects to the water spout, and it always leaks. And like, as I was walking around, looking around for what do I put in there? A washer? Okay, what kind of metal? Plastic? Rubber? Whatever. So I asked one guy. He goes, "Oh yeah, you can get these little rubber washers." And I get there, you're like, "Wow, there's like you can't buy one." You're going to buy a thing of, I think, 10.
It'll last your lifetime, huh?
What am I going to do with 10? Because, well, you know, these washers, you can use it for a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Because the opening is very similar to the one at your faucet in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I have three spouts area for my water hose in my house. You know, I have another house that has, so it's good to have. But anyway, I love Absolutely. What they do. Steve and Carol give back to the community all the time. They're joining Generations Magazine as well.
Great family. Great family.
And they've done a tremendous work in the community. And they love seniors. And so we feature a couple of seniors in a magazine with them. And Mutual of Omaha advisors are going to be part of the magazine now.
You know, Percy, Carol I.E., she used to come just like you to Successories, and I got to know her. She's a wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. Yeah, I like Carol so much.
Yeah, I first met her when we first started breaching the story when I found out they reached 120 years. And I've always liked them.
Yep.
And so I just kind of queried them, who they are, what they do around the community. They've done a great work. When I first met her, boy, was she's just a gracious professional.
By all means, yes.
They give back to the community a lot. And so, you know, it was just great talking to her and really solidified our thought about having them on the cover. But they have a lot of seniors working there, and they have the values. And it really starts with their parents that started it 20 years ago.
Sure.
You know, so that's what I love about doing these stories. And as a publisher of the magazine, I get to meet so many great people.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
And it's really a lot of fun. And I've learned a lot from, I take all the things I learned from different people like yourself, Gary, to really understand how we can be part of the community as a business professional, how we can give back to the community. So I appreciate City Mill greatly. So anyway, but here with Gary Wheeler from the General Sales Manager for Mutual of Omaha Advisors.
Thank you, Percy.
And so we're talking about advising, and you know, I don't know what the percentage is. I would guesstimate 15%, maybe 18% of people have a financial advisor.
You know, that's a good question. I can't give you a specific number, but one thing I do know that is financial planning is a process, you know. And investments is just one piece of that planning puzzle, but everyone's interested in it, you know. And at Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we're insurance as well as securities licensed, so we can do all of that for people. But as it relates to investments, a lot of my friends think I'm a stock picker at times, and I make it clear, no.
A lot of people. I
am not a stock picker. We work with professional money managers, you know.
Yeah.
Firms like Morningstar, very solid, you know, but they manage the money and let me do what I do best, which is work with people like you, ensuring that they're placed in the types of investments that are well-suited to them so they can reach their goals, right? That's the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I used to wake up back in like the early 90s. You know, I got in mortgage business in 88, and I got really fascinated by the financial world. And,
yes.
You know, I would get up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, watch the stock market on TV.
And that's like Wall Street, right? The height of Wall Street.
I mean, but then, you know, we're Hawaii. We're 6 hours away from New York, 5 hours away from New York.
Yeah.
By the time anything happens, opens up here, it's power already.
You know it's a complicated world out there, and they have to be careful, very careful.
It's literally gambling.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard people talk about how they're doing so great and say, well, over a life of 20 years, how have you done?
It's an old adage, and it's very simple, but I think it's appropriate, and that is don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know, to diversify.
Yeah.
And we're in Hawaii, so we're fortunate to have such great values in real estate. But there's so many investments out there, but stock picking is a risky one.
Well, I saw this picture where a guy's throwing a dart into a dartboard.
Like, they had the monkey throw the dart.
They beat him.
Yes. They beat the pros, right?
Yeah.
So that tells you something.
Well, they have in a paper every once in a while, I think every 6 months or so, where they have a contest. Who picks it? Who can pick the best? And it's really important that, I think they had a computer-generated one.
Is that right?
They had a high schooler. I can't remember what it was, but the professional might have won by skin of his teeth. But it's just a crapshoot. And trying to talk about Bitcoin, all this other stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Cryptocurrencies, huh?
Yeah, cryptocurrency investing in China, all that stuff. Boy, you just don't know. And now with Trump, doing his thing, almost scared us off with Mexico. But, now he's doing this trade war with China. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Life is complicated and it's unpredictable. It's unpredictable, right?
Well, I can tell you one thing that's predictable, Garrett.
Yep.
For women, it's about 80% chance. Men, it's 70% chance.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need some form of long-term care.
Hey,
what a great segue, yeah?
That's a great segue. You're an expert in this area. I'm curious, how do you know so much about long-term care? I was curious because you know a lot about it.
Well, when I got into this business in 2000, I think it was 2002. I can't remember the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Around 2002, I was sitting across, I was 42 at the time, sitting across people 62 and older.
Yeah.
Talking about the reverse mortgage, when I realized I really didn't know anything about their life.
Mm.
I didn't know anything about what a retiree's life was actually like. So I needed to learn because you can't sell or offer product or service if you don't know who you're serving.
There you go.
So very quickly, I think within about 6 to 8 months, I started a television show on Olelo called Kupuna Connections. And then I went out on my own and I started Today's Kupuna on Olelo, a different show. But we've probably done close to 100 different topics on aging.
My gosh.
And so I found, for whatever way my brain was thinking, I said, that's the fastest way to learn.
Absolutely.
Call people in to educate me.
There you go. One thing I can tell you, actually in 2002, there was 100 companies nationwide who sold long-term care insurance. Today, guess what number sells it out there? How many companies do you think?
10.
That's pretty close. It's around 15 to 20, somewhere in that ballpark. And it changes. I hate to say it, but it changes almost every day.
2002 had 100?
2002, about 100. We at Mutual of Omaha, we're in it for the long haul. Our CEO is committed to keeping long-term care as part of our package to help our clients move forward. So we're heavily committed.
Well, that's why they bought my reverse mortgage company, Retirement Funding Solutions. And how ironic this is, before you guys even bought our mortgage company, I had seeked out long-term care insurance for me and my wife. So at the age of 58, I bought my
plan. Good for you.
So I searched around town for the best plan for what we needed.
Yep.
And it was Mutual of Omaha. Not to say that it's a promo or anything, but that's just a fact.
No, objectively, I think you're correct, and people will find that out for themselves. I go back to the fact that, life is unpredictable. And as you've pointed out, earlier, no one knows what the future holds in store, right? But as people age, one thing's for sure, they may need help with things they once were able to do for themselves, right?
Yeah. Well, I think in the news just this past week, they said Hawaii is the oldest state in the country again. Our life expectancy is 81. On the mainland, depending on where you live, it could be as low as 74 to 78.
Okay.
That's average. But when I look at the amount of growing, people that are having more Alzheimer's dementia.
Oh, yeah.
That's the 85 plus market, where 50% of people past the age of 85 will get Alzheimer's dementia.
Yep.
We're seeing that number grow. And it's a scary thought is that in the next 10 years, the amount of people over 65 is actually going to almost increase by about 50%.
Wow.
They're just living longer.
That's amazing. I have an interesting statistic from the Department of Health and Human Services.
In Hawaii?
I think it's U.S. Okay. National. And they say about 70% of people turning 65 will need some form of long-term care services in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And think about this. Now, if you're home, somebody told you, hey, there's a 70% chance that thing's going to burn down. Most of us would insure the darn thing, right? But with long-term care, not everyone believes in it the way they should.
Yeah. When I got in this business in 2002, I really took a deep dive into looking into aging. And when I sifted through the 100 or so topics which are really important,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the reasons why I got into the reverse mortgage business, I knew we're going to live a lot longer than we probably want to. And financially, it's going to be a big drain because there's no pensions anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you correlate that with no pensions, high cost of living, we're the fourth or fifth highest cost of long-term care.
That's something I think I'm going to, take off on, because when I listen to you about the cost of living here in Hawaii, let's face it, I don't blame people out there. They could tell me stuff like, hey, you know, Garrett, what if I never use it though? Gosh, I pay for all these years. So fortunately, the company's come up with other solutions and tied to riders and such that no matter what, you're not going to lose that money, right? Because if it's tied to a death benefit, why your family, your beneficiaries will benefit. So there's options. We just have to talk about what's possible and their unique situation.
Well, we had talked about long-term care for many years, and I'm learning more and more. And it really comes down to, when I counsel families, it doesn't really come down to the cost of care. Mm-hmm. Or who's going to take care of you. It really comes down to when you need the care, what's going to happen? What's your plan?
Mm.
Because I don't care. I mean, I always tell people, if it costs you, let's say 20% on a dollar, wouldn't it be better than paying dollar for dollar? You know?
Absolutely.
And well,
you bring up a big, major point on care. Who's going to take care of them? And, I had a client tell me recently, they sat around a table and three siblings said, okay, so you're going to help Tuesday, you're going to help Thursday,
that's
and you're going
to
help.
Way to do it.
That's the way they have to sit around, right? Because they don't have that care. It's too late. The person has a need already. But there's a lot of myths out there. You know the myths, right?
Well, number one issue is it's cost too much.
Yeah.
I say, let's just put it this way. Let's say I think I looked at my policy just last week, I think, and I was looking at what my overall annual cost, I think it was like $2,300 a year
mm-hmm.
for me. I'm 50. I got it at age 58. I'm 59 now. And I think, now women are priced higher a little bit. I think she's paying about $2,400, almost $2,500 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people, is that a lot? He goes, oh, that's not that bad. But I say, well, I thought you said it's expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Other things like...
They look into it. They don't know.
You're right. You're privy to a lot of information, so you're fortunate. A lot of people don't have the information, so luckily they have a resource like you and your website, Generations website,
Yeah, well, you have all the information, so especially on the long-term care insurance, I can't quote them.
Hey, some people tell me, hey, but Garrett, health insurance will cover my cost, right? And I tell them, hey, look, health insurance rarely covers ongoing chronic type care, right? Most health plans are just intended for skilled short-term medical costs, right? It's two different things. Or Medicare, right? We hear that all the time. Oh, well, Medicare is going to cover it, or Medicaid. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to talk about that when I sit down with people and explain how it works.
Yeah. Well, a nonprofit did a survey last year on an aging field, and they did it was simple, 8 questions.
Yeah.
And the biggest glaring question they asked is that, do you think Medicare is going to cover your long-term care costs? For long-term care costs, you think Medicare is going to cover it? And
what they say.
50% of people they polled said, yeah, Medicare is going to pay for my long-term care needs. And we were,
wow.
Some of the people were shocked, but I said, that's very common. People don't know.
Well, oftentimes they don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
That's enough.
Medicaid.
I think that was one of the questions.
You know, and Medicaid, you know, it's a program of last resort for people with limited assets. And let me repeat the limited assets. So it's something like $2,000, right? And people say, well, I can give all my money away. But then, you know, there's a look back, a five-year look back. And, you know, for you to spend down your assets to qualify, that's not a plan, right? And the state, actually, with Medicaid, the state may seek reimbursement from your estate for the benefits they paid to you.
They will.
There you go.
They have to, because right now, for a lot of people, and I mentioned the show before, a lot of people for many, many years in the state, Department of Education was the largest funded department. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Department of Human Services and Medicaid.
See, Medicaid, their site will say they may, but you know in the reality, they will chase
you
down.
No, they've
down,
been charged. Right? See, Medicaid is paid by 51% federal, 49% state,
mm-hmm.
right around that percentage point. So if we're seeing an increase of influx of people that are needing Medicaid, health insurance, or MedQuest, or the dual eligibles that are 65 and have Medicare and a Medicaid plan, it's very costly to the state.
Oh, by all means,
and,
yes.
It's growing, you know, and what's scary thought is that I don't think it's going to stop until the baby boomers are totally out, which is another, I'm 59, the youngest baby boomer is 56, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say 86, that's at least 30 more years of this trend going upwards.
You know, I understand your father is in his 90s.
My father turns 91 next month.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
Still playing tennis.
That is so wonderful. I mean, but at the same time, I have an advisor in my office whose father is in his 90s. He's in a care home, and he tells me, the advisor tells me, their cost to the family is something like $13,000 a month.
Yep.
So people tell me, hey, Garrett, so what is the cost of care out there? And it's amazing. I mean, they have studies all the time. Last year, they had a study here in Honolulu for a home health aid. That's the basics. And this is like 44 hours a week, home health aid, $68,000. All the way up to a private room in a nursing home, about $163,000.
Yep.
You know, these are 2018 median prices, which means exactly half are above the cost and half are below.
Yeah.
So that's median. Amazing, right?
Well, here's a scary figure. You know what's interesting? You know, those are great statistics, Garrett, but people are still not moving on it. I think the figure is about 14-15% of people have long-term care insurance. And the bad part about this is that the wealthy people can self-fund. They can pay their own dollars,
mm-hmm.
cash out of the pocket, private pay. And the people if you're an individual, 2,000 or less in financial assets, or for a couple of things, 113,000 combined assets, that's the lower end. It's the middle class people, the main core of people.
You're absolutely right.
That's really going to get hurt.
You're absolutely
and
right.
They need to start planning. My parents, I kind of educated them when they were in their 70s.
Mm.
And at the age of 76 and 78, they bought long-term care insurance.
Wow.
You know, they'll eventually use it in a very short time.
Yep.
Next year or so, or if not earlier. And it's something that people got to realize, you know, you don't buy insurance to something happen.
Yeah.
But in our case, you know, like you don't get any car insurance to get in an accident, but you do.
Yeah.
I think the percentages are below 30%. You know, you get a homeowner's insurance. The chance of your house burning down is probably less than 10%. But when people say your percentage you need long-term care is 70% and you still don't buy it.
Yeah. You know, it impacts the middle market. You know, I have a story I wanted to share with you, a real brief story. You know, it involved a client who was a HPD police officer. He served for 25 years on the force, right?
Wow.
Nice home, of course, good pension. Both he and his wife were still young. You know, these police officers, they retire up young because they start young oftentimes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So this guy was 55 years old, right? And in retirement, he kept himself busy doing what? He was working at Ala Moana Center for one of the fancy jewelers over there,
wow.
just for fun, not for money,
yeah.
right? But his wife would come to the mall, and she was just radiant. She was one of these women full of charisma, all of that, right? Until one day, she got lost at the mall, at Ala Moana. And then it went downhill from there, right?
Wow.
In the end, Percy, in the end, this vibrant lady, full of life, was tied down to a bed in a Palolo nursing home, right? fed through a tube. It was a non-death nightmare is what I call it. But think about this. The cost, that ex-cop, right? More than $10,000 a month. So let me ask you, where does an ex-police officer get that kind of dough?
If it's private pay, it's pretty hard. So that's why hopefully they bought long-term care insurance.
Yeah, and she was too young for Medicare, right? Yeah. So it wiped them out in every conceivable way, right? And then the bad thing, until she died, then it was okay. But isn't that terrible, right? That's the only time it gets better.
Yeah. Well, that's why we do these shows. And that's why hopefully people go on, if they miss the show, they go on our website, generations808.com, and to really check out the past shows, because, you know, we need to start planning this, because we have a great Medicaid and MedQuest and Medicare programs.
Oh, yeah.
But for Medicaid specifically, especially for long-term care beds, I really think there's going to be a waiting list in the next 10 years.
Your website, I got to tell you, I was there getting to know what you do better, and I was just blown away with all the resources, you know. So people got to visit it. It's amazing.
Yeah, we get calls all the time about our website, and you know, we do a lot of it with our TV show and our radio show, and it's just something that we have a passion to do. We will continue to do this. We'll continue to offer the magazine for free and the website. But it's just something we want people to get out there. We want people to seek out resources, seek out trusted entities that can help them along the way, like, yep, you know, years that I moved to Omaha. And it's just something that, you know, every partner like you guys that come in the magazine, they know how we work. They know how to treat our clients and our listeners and our, you know, people that all use your services and products. It's just important that we have to realize, you know, Hawaii is small. We have to take care of each other. And also for a lot of the companies, they're giving back to the community. Yep. You know, coming up August 17th is our 13th annual Aging in Place workshop.
That's huge, huh? How many people are you expecting there?
We probably will get about 3,000 people on the whole day.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, because we have 6 rooms going on at one time.
Wow.
So every hour it switches out. We don't offer any water, breakfast, or lunch. People are coming just for the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So every hour we switch out a speaker and replay them in the afternoon. So when we're people are running all day long, because every 45 minutes they have to switch out to the new room. And it's really, we cover a lot of topics on financial advising, legal, financial, healthcare, healthy aging, Alzheimer's, dementia, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. We cover caregiving.
My goodness.
And it's all the things that as we look through aging, these are all the important components that we have to equip ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not all of us, maybe doing a lot of exercise, but at least understanding that, you know, we know where to go. We know the resources, and that's really important, you know.
That's a good starting point.
You know, so it's really important. So, you know, Mutual of Omaha is a great resource for us as well. If you have one tip before we finish up, if you have one tip about Mutual of Omaha or yourself in a business or about financial advising, what would you tell people if they're listening? What's the takeaway from this show?
The takeaway from this show, to me, the way I look at it, is simply start planning. If you haven't, seek out someone you trust. Seek out someone you trust. Sit down with them and start planning if you haven't already. You know, that's the key. You know, it's never too late, I tell people. I have clients who walk into my office. One recently, 78 years old. 78 years old. So it's never too late. Look, if she lives to a ripe old age of 95 or so, my goodness, you got 20 years almost, right?
Yeah.
So it's never too late. I tell people, just get started. You know, get started. That's the first step.
Yeah, I think people got to realize that it's something that we need to really embrace. We really need to think seriously about this. And it's something that people got to understand, that we got to start planning in advance.
One thing, Percy, I wanted to interject real quick that I'll leave your listeners with this one thought, you know, is the truth is doing something costs something, right?
Yep.
Doing nothing costs something as well, but quite often doing nothing costs a whole lot more. So I really appreciate you having me here today, and thank you for the opportunity to share what it is that we do at Mutual of Omaha Advisors.
Yeah. So anyway, one last note. On next week's Friday, the Plaza Assisted Living is doing a workshop at the Hyatt on June 24th. June 21st, rather, at the Hyatt Regency. Check out Plaza Assist Living website for this dementia training class. It's an all it's an all-day class at the Hyatt Regency of Waikiki, but I didn't want to mention that because they're doing great work over there. They have a special Halea wing of the memory unit. They have it at all the Plaza Assist Livings, but check them out, Plaza Assist Living people. Anyway, Gary Wheeler from Mutual of Omaha, thanks again. Real quick, your phone number.
Phone number, 808-942-8133.
And give Garrett a call. Tell me you heard him on Generations Radio. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Garrett.
Right on, Percy. Thank you.
Everybody, as always, aloha and live well. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.